addressing grower concerns about crop canopy sensors. Hello, I'm Ken Anderson with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. Crop canopy sensors have been around for a few years, but they haven't taken off as quickly as some of the other new technology introductions. DuPont Pioneer Agronomy Research Manager Jeremy Gredeke understands that some farmers are hesitant.
Obviously, anytime that you're probably under-applying a nutrient, there's a lot of hesitation from a grower's standpoint.
But Gredeke says they're working to address some of those grower concerns. More on that coming up. Jeremy Gredeke is an agronomy research manager in Pioneer's Western Business Unit, which is based in Lincoln, Nebraska, and Gredeke says they are working to address some of those concerns that growers might have with crop canopy sensors.
A couple things we've been looking at now for the last couple years, you know, the commercial nitrogen sensors have really hit the market in the last couple years. So starting last year in 2011, we set out with some on-farm projects, also in collaboration with UNL, in really evaluating, you know, how do different hybrids impact crop sensors and how can that benefit growers at their local level on their farm. One of the benefits that we've seen so far in Nebraska is we can, you know, if we go down with a base nitrogen program, we can follow that up in season with a side dress application and more accurately apply the nitrogen instead of being the buffer of over applying. You know, we can kind of meet that target right there and not penalize ourselves in yield at all. So that's been a nice environmental footprint that we can help improve our customers on. Adoption of the technology, I'd say, is just getting started. Obviously, anytime that you're probably under-applying a nutrient, there's a lot of hesitation from a grower's standpoint. You know, making proving the technology works, I think, and getting customers' hands around it. So again, here in 2013, we're going to expand the pilot, the project, working with some more growers this upcoming year, and really getting their hands around it, getting comfortable with the technology, and again, understanding that interaction with the hybrids out there we have today. One of the things we're wanting to evaluate, is there a bi-hybrid effect? Sensors really look at color, and if you look at across anything of germplasms, there's a big color spectrum from very light yellow, light green corn to very dark green corn. And what we've seen so far in the first 2 years, we haven't seen a major impact by the color. The next thing we want to look at is biomass. You have some plants that maybe are very big, robust plants to some other plants that maybe are very thin. So far, we haven't seen anything, but we just want to make sure that growers don't have any risk there when using these technologies.
DuPont Pioneer Agronomy Research Manager Jeremy Gredeke. Managing for Profit brought to you by American Family Insurance. Your dream is out there. Go get it. American Family Insurance will protect it. Get more information, explore coverage plans, or find an agent at amfam.com. And that's Managing for Profit on Brownfield, Ag News for America.